Hello, hello, hello. How y'all doing? It's your girl, the Goddess Queen, and you are here for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. How's everybody doing in this world that we have today? Today, we're going to talk about being responsible for yourself and your actions. At the end of the day, this world is so built on he says, she says, what's and whatnots, could and could haves. It's your responsibility to make the best of your situation, the best of your life. Everybody's got a story to tell. Everybody's got ups and downs. And that's one thing that we have to understand. Life was meant to come with yings and yangs. The interesting thing about it is just when you get money, which is what most people aspire for, you become quote unquote rich. That doesn't change the fact that you're going to have ups and downs, trials and tribulations. To be honest, it just changed how much those cost and how much it affects you. You can have a mistake or an issue or a setback. One of the most interesting things to me is that most billionaires, most millionaires have had some kind of bankruptcy, have had some kind of, you know, backslide or backfall because they went out there and stepped out on faith and gave it their all. Never forget to step out on faith and give it your all. I don't care what you believe in. You have faith in you, okay? You have to take that little bit of hope, that little bit of faith, that little bit of drive in you and put it towards the one thing that you know can change your life. If that is just going and getting you a better job, if that is going and starting a career, if that's going and starting your own business, if that's having children and sitting at home or just taking a break from life. Whatever that thing is that you need to do for you, do it. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't. There's always going to be quote unquote haters. There's always going to be people that believe they know what's best for you. See, I spent my whole life being what they call a people pleaser. I would do certain things and I always did them for somebody else. I started to realize that I wasn't doing things for myself. I wasn't building me. I wasn't growing me. There are so many things that I realized that I hadn't learned by the age of 25. I had to take responsibility for myself. And at that point, I sat down and I said to myself, you will make a change. You will achieve greatness. And you will do this for your family. Now, see, unlike a lot of people my age, I don't have any children. I'm a 30-year-old woman without children. And for me, that puts a lot of things in perspective. If you don't know, by the age of 30, if you don't have kids, your body is like, hey, what are you doing? That's okay. But I started thinking, why am I not preparing for this family that I want to have? I have been, in my eyes, blessed in a different way. Because see, you got to see things in different ways sometimes. Sometimes you got to look at the picture from the other side. Yes, the children are a blessing. But right now, I've been blessed to be able to set my life up the way I want it to be prepared as much as I can. I have to take responsibility for that. I said I wanted to have wealth for my family. I put down all of these things that I wanted for myself. I manifested these experiences, right? Because we're really big on manifestation these days. But if you're going to manifest, take responsibility for what you create. See, I set myself up for this. I told myself at a young age that I wanted to have that career in place before I had children. But see, I spent my younger years trying to figure out what that career was instead of making a decision on something and going for it. With age and time and knowledge, I feel like I know exactly where it is that I need to be and what I need to do. And I've taken responsibility for myself and for my actions. I had to tell Sinead, it's okay. It's okay that you didn't complete college a few times. It's okay that you've had some amazing jobs and some amazing opportunities that didn't turn out exactly how you wanted them to. It's okay that you might not be exactly where you want to be in life right now. But what's not okay is that you're not trying. What's not okay is that you just stopped and you gave up. You can't give up on yourself. You can't leave that space open for that negative energy to get into your life and fester. See, negative energy is kind of like fleas, okay? It lies dormant. It lies dormant in you until a time where you're off your guard, you're not prepared, and it smacks you in the face. We call it a lot of things. You know, the devil's working. You know, I'm not going to let these evil spirits get to me. Right? Think about that in all aspects. You could be bringing that into your own life. That's why I say, and I will say it again, be careful with what you manifest in your life. And make sure that when you are doing that, when you are visualizing your future and what you truly want, that it is exactly what you truly want. Because see, the universe does not know the difference, okay? The universe doesn't understand the difference between good and bad. In regards to what you're putting out there, the universe just understands the laws, the rules. See, when we say the laws, the rules, we talk about the law of attraction, the law of manifestation, the law of one. See, these things are all laws, just like the law of motion. Things that exist in our world that give us an idea, principles, or steps of how this whole psyche thing works. As human beings, we are pulled innately, right, to want to leave something behind. That's why most people have children. And if you're not having children, what are you leaving behind? If you are having children, what did you leave them? Right? Now, don't get bent up if you don't necessarily have anything huge, because it can be anything. It could be instilling into them lessons that's going to help them survive. It could be just loving them the way they need to be loved, because you know that's something that they're missing. It could be just spending some little extra time to play with their child and just have moments where they can be completely them. It could be you. It could be just having you time. It could be the fact that you need to set up a foundation or structure for yourself to allow you to be where you want to be. At the end of the day, nobody is going to stop you but you. See, we put up walls, we put up blocks for ourselves. And we have to take responsibility for those walls we put up in our own ways to prevent us from being where we want to be. Stop blaming your mama, your brother, your cousin, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, ex-husbands, ex-wives, the person at work, the stranger down the street. Quit blaming people for your mistakes, the things for your mistakes, and take responsibility. If you said something that didn't sound right, if you said something that pissed somebody off or made a situation bad, evaluate it. Evaluate your part and your place in this. What did you do to cause this situation? What could you have done to make it a little bit better? Because not every time will you be at fault. See, but that's where being the bigger person, right? That turn the cheek, that take another step comes into play, because you have to think beyond that. You were made for greatness, and it's time for you to understand and accept within yourself that it's time to achieve that greatness. I thank you all so much for joining me today, and I want you to know that there is a road, a plan, a life, or a path where you get any and everything that you want. You just have to go out there and achieve it. Namaste, Ashe, Amen.